at Gloucester High School now with Gloucester football coach Tony Zerilli. And although school actually hasn't opened up yet, there is something going on at Gloucester High School. Tony, what's this all about? What's going on down here?
You know, towards the end of the year, Don Ayers from Northeast Regional Tech, you know, gave me a call. And, you know, he'd been a wing T guy for a long time, and he wanted to exchange some ideas. So we started talking a lot about wing T football, and we started, you know, going back and forth, exchanging ideas, watching film together. And the thought came across, well, why don't we do a clinic this summer for our kids, for both of our teams, and teach some of the fundamentals that we both, you know, we've both been teaching for years. And, you know, the thought came, well, let's have a clinic and let's see who else wants to be involved. So I reached out to Jeff, Coach Hutton at Manchester Essex. He was on board, so it just kind of turned into this, you know, this wing T clinic that we're hosting in Gloucester this year. And we invited the other two teams, so there's three teams here. You know, maybe it will grow in the future. I know Beverly has run a, you know, high school player development clinic every year, or they have in the past at least. And it's very similar to that, you know, fundamentals, low contact, a lot of learning, a lot of teaching going on. Coaches from all three schools teaching kids from the three different schools, you know. So it's good. It's good a learning experience, see how other coaches teach the same system and see how other kids learn. So it's been fun.
You know, even at this point where, you know, the actual season doesn't get underway for a few days when you guys open up officially across the North Shore, the kids have been working out so hard for so long. They must be anxious to get out there and impress with you guys what they can do or what they can learn. I mean, they want to get out there.
Yeah, summer and summer's a busy time. You know, we're lifting and running and doing our conditioning stuff. But, you know, a lot of these kids, I try to get these kids to play other sports. So, you know, all summer long they're playing basketball or baseball. Some guys are playing hockey, you know. So we schedule this clinic kind of towards the end of the summer, towards football season, because we know how busy these kids are these days. You know, they're playing multiple sports. So they're ready to go. They know camp's right around the corner, and this is a good kind of opening to the season, a soft opening, if you will, where they get to compete a little bit against other kids, you know, kids from other schools that they don't know and that, you know, they can play against a little bit tougher than they would against, you know, kids they've been going against or they will be going against all camp.
Okay, Friday, the official opening of the fall football season, at least in terms of practice and so on. What's scheduled for Friday, Coach?
So Friday's usually just Friday's kind of a wasted day as far as I'm concerned. We don't do a lot of football. It's a lot of introductions, going over the rules for the season, handing out playbooks, and then we do all of our kind of testing, you know, 40 times, bench press lifts, we do a 300-yard shuttle, you know, that kind of stuff. And then Saturday morning, we'll get started in football activities, going over plays, installing the first, you know, first round of plays on offense, getting the defense established, that kind of stuff.
A lot of your games are one in November. Actually, they're one in April, May, June, and July. And, you know, and that last-minute stamina that they have. Anything you can pick up on the off-season, Coach, by looking at these kids? Can you tell if they are working out, if they haven't been working out? How do you gauge that in general? I know that, you know, Mike Ledoff runs his running program, which all the kids are invited to from the school. So how does that generally work for you when you take a look at this stuff?
Yeah, you know, so as the football staff, we're really involved with this school down here. You know, I have coaches that, you know, work with the girls lacrosse team. I have coaches that, you know, are here for the basketball, doing scoreboard stuff. So my coaches are always around. We're all Gloucester guys. We're all tied into the community. So we have a good idea, you know, who's in the weight room, who's running, who's doing this, who's not doing those things. And it shows. You get out there on the field and you can't go through cals. Well, something's wrong, right? You can't do form running and stretching. Well, that shows us you haven't been doing a lot this summer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you worked hard, it shows on the field. If you didn't work hard, that also shows on the field.
Okay, finally, Coach, there's big changes in Beverly with Andrew Morenci going over now and taking over, new athletic director in Beverly as well, with you know, James Coffey moving up north, Dan Bauer going over to Marblehead, and Roger Day not running the wing T anymore. So going to be a little bit different facing Beverly this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Week two is going to be interesting. So I don't know Coach Morenci very well. I've heard a lot about him. I know he's very well respected. I know he's very well liked in Beverly. I just moved from Beverly, and you know, you hear wonderful things about him. I mean, he's going to run a great program, and the Beverly kids are going to be the Beverly kids. So whether they're running wing T, I, spread, whatever, they're going to come to play, you know, every Friday night, or in our case, Saturday morning. But they're going to be a good football team. They're going to have a good football program. And, you know, Coach Morrissey's been a head coach for a long time. He knows what he's doing, and that's what we expect.
Okay, Coach, hope to do this every week. I caught you early, but it's fun, and I learn a lot. So I'm going to grab you as often as we can.
Absolutely. I'm here. You know where to find me.
All right, thanks. That's Fisherman's Forecast, brought to you by the Gloucester House with Gloucester football coach Tony Zerilli. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.